Good morning, everyone.
弟兄姊妹平安,
now we come to the fourth Sunday. We will use an English sermon and translate into Chinese.
我们又到了每月的第四周,
so be patient. We have a different people that use a different language. So be patient and consider others. Probably they have a different need.
请大家忍耐,因为我们有不同的语言,所以我们速度会比较慢。
Okay, let's bow our head and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for we can come before you to worship.
主啊,蔡的天父,
even though outside it seems that we didn't see the sun this morning, but we know you shining upon us in our heart.
今天早晨虽然我们没有看到外面有阳光,但是主, 你的光在我们心中,
we pray that you will speak to us this morning. And we can hear your calling. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We praise the Lord. Last week we have brought a son from Seattle. He brought us a wonderful message.
感谢主,上一周我们孙弟兄从西雅图来我们教会释放信息。
Indeed, that's a message we need to hear.
那确实是我们需要的信息。
He wants us to know how to serve the Lord according to His heart desire.
他信息中想让我们知道我们怎样去按着主的心意去服侍他。
Especially He used Exodus as a guideline, and we read through the almost an entire Exodus and find out what's the God his heart desire.
我们在信息当中我们复习了整个的那个出埃及记，在当中我们看到神的心意。
3 days seems to pass quickly.
三天好像非常短暂。
And we feel with all this the pattern of the from the mountain. 山上的样式。 We feel as all this the pattern of the mountain and to fill our heart.
我们感到就是,
天上的样式,
天上的样式来充满我们的心。
And that will give us kind of a guideline in the Old Testament that God wants us to serve Him in a very precise way.
这就是, 旧约里边, 就给我们一个概念,就是说,给了我们要怎样去服侍他。
But in the New Testament, we know there is a new covenant has been written.
但是在新约当中我们知道有这个新约的内容。
And this is going to be totally different from this, God's, His guidance, and is engraved on a rock.
在我们这新约当就给我们的这个信息和旧约当中刻在石板上的是不一样的。
Yes, this is tablet is on the rock, engraved on the rock.
就是那是刻在石板上的。
But in the New Testament, he's going to write all these laws in our heart.
但在新约当中呢，神想把他的这些所有的这些律法写在我们的心中，而不是在石板上。
Okay, let's go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Let's read only verse 18 and 19.
让我们回到, 哥林多后书,我们只读一下第五章的第十八节和第十九节。
And we can use both languages to read these two verses.
我们可以用英文或者中文一起来读。
All this is from God,
一切都是出于神,
who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God has reconciled the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's things against him,
and he
has committed to us the message of reconciliation. Reconciliation, that will be the key word for today.
和好是今天的这个关键的我们要学习的话语。
I have a few slides I want to show you.
有几个幻灯片,
it's not moving.
不动。
Okay, thank you.
谢谢。
Those are two key verses I want you to pay attention to.
有两个关键的经节，请弟兄姊妹就是注意。
And we need to go back to chapter 3 of 2 Corinthians.
我们回到第格林多后书的第三章。
And we're going to read only chapter 6.
我们一起来读一下第六节，第三章的第六节。
He has made us competence as minister of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
他叫我们能承担着新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
Okay, so today we are going to look at all those verses from three different aspects.
今天我们将一起来学习这些话语，我们从三个不同的角度来一起学习。
The first one, we're going to look at it from making us minister of the new covenant.
第一个要点，我们今天要学习的是，就是让我们承担着新约的职事。
I know in the past few months, and we already covered chapter 2, chapter 3,In 2 Corinthians.
在过去几个月当中，我们已经一起来学习了格林多后书第二章和第三章。
And we know what is this new covenant going to be.
我们都知道这个新约是什么。
It's quite different from the old covenant.
它和旧约是很不相同的。
This old covenant is made on the Mount Sinai.
这个旧约。
旧的约是在。西乃山
旧的约是在西乃山。
Moses went up there for 40 days and 40 nights.
摩西在那个山上待了四十昼夜。
God spoke to him and wrote it on the tablet.
神呢跟他说话，并且把这个旧约写到了石板上。
So Moses brought a tablet, go down to the mountain.
摩西拿着这石板走到了山下。
And he talked to all the people to follow all this the law of God.
他跟这个带出埃及的民众说，要一起都要随着主的这个在石板上的话语。
So today probably we still can see all this the people Israelites they still follow all this law.
今天我们就看到这以色列人他们仍然在在随从这些旧约。
But we know after the Lord Jesus he came to this world.
但我们知道当耶稣基督来到我们这个世界以后。
After he died on the cross,
在他为我们钉十字架死后
there is a new covenant that's been written.
在一个新的约被立成了
And this new covenant is going to be written in our heart.
这个新约呢是将写在我们是写在我们的心灵
It's not by the letter.
不是字句
But by the spirit.
而是经意
So today we can use this the spirit as a guideline.
今天我们可以用这种经意作为一个我们的引导。
Many times we have to be keen enough to listen to this Holy Spirit.
很多时候我们要就是要热心去听这些话语。
And sometimes he won't speak in a loud voice.
有时候他会声音会比较大。
他不是在声音不是在很大声里面。
有时候是声音比较小，声音不是很大。
And sometimes he speaks is very in a very still way.
有时候他讲的会很静的声音。
So we need to pay attention to the spirit.
我们要注意力集中在这个经意上。
Of course, all what he said is in the Bible.
他说的话所有都在我们圣经里面。
And through the Holy Spirit, he will remind us.
通过这个圣灵，他来提醒我们。
And He has a commission to you and me.
他这有嘱托，给你和我都有嘱托。
He wants to be the minister.
他让我们要做执事。
Minister to do what?
那做什么样的执事呢？
Minister to carry on this new covenant.
让我们做新约的执事。
So we can bring all this new covenant to the people they don't know.
让我们可以把这个把这个新约传给那些还不知道新约的人。
We can preach the gospel to those people they are lost.
我们可以把这个信息福音传给那些迷失的人。
And Apostle Paul uses several illustrations.
使徒保罗用了几个比喻。
The first one, probably you can see this one, is through his the triumph procession, he wants us to be the someone we can proclaim his victory.
第一个就是常率领我们在基督里夸胜。
He already done the victory on the cross.
他已经在十字架上得胜。
A lot of time we don't have to fight again.
我们不用再去寻找。
He already had this victory.
他已经得胜。
What we need to do just we have to proclaim his victory.
我们只需要做的只需要去认识他的得胜。
And the second point is he's talking about we are the incense bearer.
第二个讲的就是我们就是香气传播香气。
Yes, we know the fragrant of Christ need to go through us.
我们知道这个耶稣基督的馨香呢是通过我们来传播。
And last time I mentioned about the brokenness.
经常我们会没去传这个香，在我们这儿会。
Last time I mentioned about a brokenness.
上次我们讲到了打碎，对不起。
We need to broken up and let all this the fragrance can come out.
我们需要被打碎，让这里边的香气而散发散扬出来。
So we are the incense bearers.
我们是携带这个香气。
No matter where we at.
无论我们在哪里。
At our work.
我们的话语。
在我们工作的地方。
在我们工作的地方。
At home.
在家里。
Or in all kinds of circumstances.
在所有的情形下。
We are the incense bearers.
我们都是携带着香气的。
Another illustration is we are the letter.
另一个这个比喻就是我们是信。
And written with Christ as the content.
就是用耶稣给我们来写，用他的内容写的。
So when people look at you,
当人们来看我们的时候，
they can read the letter.
他们可以读到这个信。
This letter is not written for ourselves.
这个信呢不是为我们个人所写。
But this letter is written for Christ.
这个信呢是为基督所写。
Another illustration is a mirror.
另一个比喻就是镜子。
And we are going to reflect what?
我们来反射，用镜子来反射什么呢？
To reflect the glory of Christ.
我们来反射神的荣耀。
We don't have this glory.
我们没有这个荣耀。
But we are merely as the mirror to reflect in His glory.
我们只是做了镜像来反射神的荣耀。
Another illustration he uses earthen vessels.
下一个比喻就是宝贝放在瓦器里。
You and me, we all the earthen vessels.
你和我呢都是瓦器。
What kind of treasure in an earthen vessel?
我们里边放的是什么宝物呢？
Are we putting the gold and silver?
我们放的是金银吗？
Or is the treasure of Christ?
或者我们放的是基督的财富。
So all in all, we can see all this is done inside of us.
我们看这所有这一切都是在我们心里边所做，在我们里边的。
It's quite different from the pattern of the mountain Moses received.
这个和那个西乃山那个摩西所收到的是不一样的。
And today in Christ, this is changed into our heart.
在今天我们在基督里，这个变化是在我们的心中。
So we become the vessel.
我们变成了瓦器，他的瓦器。
Well, we become the mirror.
我们变成了他的镜像。
We become a letter.
我们变成了他的信。
Also, we become an incense bearer.
我们也变成了他馨香的携带者。
So from inside of us, the people should be able to smell it and see it, and also they can feel it.
那人们呢，可以闻到从我们内里边发出来的香气，能看到，也能闻到，也能感觉到。
So God's commission to all of us, we need to be a what? We need to be a ministers.
神托付我们。都要做他的指示。
I think we already mentioned this in the past few months, so I'm not going to get into the detail.
在过去的一两个月中，我们讨论过这个，所以这份我就不再往细里再分享。
I want to go on for this part. which is the Lord has given us a ministry of reconciliation.
下面我们就是在来讨论第三个话题中的第二个，就是神赐给我们和好的职分。
We know when the man falls, 人堕落。我们就知道人会堕落。人开始堕落。人开始堕落。 And we separate from God.
我们和神有分离。Because
there is a sin that becomes a gap.
因为在这个有一个大的壕，这个沟是罪恶的这个沟。
So there is no way we can cross this gap.
我们没有任何的办法凭我们自己能跨越这个罪恶的壕沟。
Fortunately, God sent His begotten Son, which is the Lord Jesus.
我们非常得祝福，神派耶稣来到我们当中。
And He became this mediator.
他变成了这个媒介。
He has no sin, but He carried all our sins on the cross.
他是没有瑕疵的，没有罪的，但是他为我们承担了我们所有的罪。
And He died on the cross for us.
他在十字架上替我们死。
So He accomplished all this reconciliation.
他做了所有的，让我们和神和好。
And today we can go to God through our Lord Jesus.
今天呢，我们可以通过我们的耶稣基督来亲近我们的神。
So this is so important. This is the only one way.
这是非常重要的，也是唯一的我们亲近神的道路。
That's right. We go to the Lord. This is the only one way we can go there.
我们亲近神，这是唯一的一条道路，通过耶稣基督。
If we want to know our Heavenly Father, only through His begotten Son, Lord Jesus, we can go to our Heavenly Father.
Yeah, 我们亲近我们的天父，只有通过我们耶稣基督，我们的神。
In the Old Testament, probably you still remember the Exodus.
我们在旧约当中，我们知道出埃及记。
God has a heart desire; He wants to dwell among His people.
神呢，就是想这个让他的民众，让他的民众在发展。他要居住在他的子民当中。要神要居住在他子民当中。
So God took all His people out of Egypt.
神呢，就是从埃及把他的民众全部的领了出来。
Take them out of this, the place of slave.
把他们从奴役的这个身份里边领出来。
Set them free so they can worship Him.
让他们得着获得自由，能够去敬拜他。
Can serve Him.
做他的仆人，服侍。
So we learn all that from Exodus.
我们学了这些，在这个出埃及记当中，我们学到了这些。
But not only that, God has a heart desire. He wants to dwell among His people.
神不但是这些，神还想就是让他的，他要居住在他的子民当中。神还要居住在他的子民当中。
So He wants the people of Israel, all the priests, to build this tent of meeting or tabernacle.
他要他们出埃及以后呢，建这个圣殿。会幕。
At that time, inside of this tabernacle, there is a place called the place of holy and the holy of holies.
在这个会幕当中呢，有两个地，一个被称为圣所，一个被称为至圣所。
And our tabernacle is inside the holy of holies.
这个约柜是在这个至圣所里边。
And this our tabernacle is the way God to commune with Moses.
这个约柜呢是神和这个摩西沟通的一个媒介。
But in between this, the place of holy and the holy of holy, there is a curtain.
但是在圣所和至圣所之间呢，有一个幔子。
And normally the people that you cannot go into the holy of holies.
一般的会众不可以通过这个幔子。
If you get into the holy of holies, you will be killed.
如果跨过了这个幔子，他就会被击打，被杀死。
Because we are the sinful person, we cannot face to face to God.
因为我们是犯罪的，我们不可以和神面对面的相会。
So there is a curtain in between the place of holy and the holy of holies.
所以在有一个幔子, 在这个, 至圣所, 圣所和至圣所之间。
But do you know something happened?
知道发生了什么事吗?
In the New Testament,
在新约当中,
when the Lord Jesus, he was hung on the cross.
当我们的主耶稣挂在十字架上的时候,
and when he gave his the last breath,
当他在最后的呼吸一口气的时候,
there is something happened in the temple.
在这个, 会幕里边发生了一件事情。
At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn into two.
在那一瞬间呢, 这个, 幔子, 从上到下裂成了两部分,
yes, from the top to the bottom.
从上到下裂开,
this is not the man's has done, it's done by God.
这个不是人为的, 而是我们的神所做的。
And why this curtain right now become two?
为什么这个, 幔子会, 打开呢?
This curtain no longer separates the place of holy and the holy of holies.
这个幔子已经不再成为分开圣所和至圣所的这么一个屏幕。
For those who belong to him, we can go to the Holy of Holies.
对于归基督, 归他的子民, 都可以越过这个裂开的幔子, 到至圣所。
Because our Lord Jesus, he has done all this for us on the cross.
因为我们的主耶稣基督已经为我们做了所有的一切。
So in Hebrews, there is a verse saying, by a new and a living way open for us, and there we can go through this curtain, which is his body.
在希伯来书第10章第20节, 是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路, 从幔子经过, 这幔子就是他的身体。
This curtain is his body.
这个幔子就是他的身体。
And we can go through this body and get into the Holy of the Holies.
我们可以通过他裂开的身体而走到这个至圣所。
And we can commune with God.
我们可以, 亲近神。
What a privilege we have.
我们是多么的得祝福。
And today we come to church to worship Him.
今天我们来教会, 来敬拜他。
Again and again, this reminds us we can come in corporate way, we can come and worship Him.
Yeah, 这不断地来提醒我们, 我们可以经过这个幔子来亲近他,
and draw near to Him.
和他来亲近,
and to serve him.
去来服侍他。
So through the reconciliation, our Lord Jesus, he has done all this reconciliation work.
借这些神给我们做了一切和好的工作。
So today, we can be communed with God directly.
今天我们和神直接的沟通。
Just like in the book of Romans 5:10 described. So God has a commission to you and me.
那神呢,给我们有一个嘱托。
He wants to be the messenger to deliver this message.
他让我们做他传播他信息的使者。
And this message is a reconciliation.
这个信息呢,就是和好的信息。
We know in this world there is a lot of chaos and fightings.
我们知道在这个世界上有好多的争战和纠纷。
And a lot of things is beyond us. We don't know how to solve that problem.
好多事情呢超出了我们能解决的办法，能解决的这个。
Last week, one of my students walked into my office.
上周有一个我的一个学生就到了我的办公室。
And he asked me, "Is there any way he can raise up his grade?"
他问我有没有任何的办法我能让我的这个成绩提高呢?
And in my mind, I said, "Well, all the students want to ask this kind of question." Yes.
在我心中是所有的学生都想问这样的问题。
And but I asked him, "Why you want to raise up your grade?"
我问他了，为什么你要把你在成绩单上的成绩提高呢?
I feel like you work hard enough and your grade is very decent.
我觉得就是你的成，你学习够努力了，成绩也够好了。
And then he started telling me about his story.
他就开始讲述,
he said, I'm a student from Sudan.
啊, 我是从苏丹来的学生,
and I have been in this country about 9 years.
我在这个国家已经,
I'm 35 years old, but I haven't finished my undergraduate degree.
啊, 我已经35岁了, 可是还没有在这个, 在大学毕业。
And I said, why it takes that long?
为什么这么长时间?
And he said, well, in my country, there is a fighting because our government, we have the war fighting inside our country in the Sudan.
他说在苏丹呢, 就是国家里边有战争, 战事, 政府呢, 比较纷乱。
And government right now is under control of the people there from Iraq.
然后国家政府现在是 政府被 阿拉伯人在控制。
And because their faith, they're Islam, so it make a bit the split in our country.
他们在他国家呢，就是用伊斯兰在传播这个伊斯兰教。
And for those traditional faith or the Christianity faith, and we all been put down.
在我们国家本来有的这些信仰呢，就是Christian 这信仰基督的，都被禁止了。
So we have the war inside our country.
我们在国家在苏丹呢，有在发生着征战。
And I'm a little curious. I said, "Well, you belong to which group?"
我就很惊奇，我想知道你是归哪个宗教或者信仰的。
And he said, "I'm belong to Christianity group."
他说那个学生说啊，我是信仰耶稣基督。
So when I stayed in my country, I don't have a right to study.
我在国家，在我们国家的时候，我们没有资格学习，没有机会学习。
Because my faith, I cannot go to school.
因为我的信仰，所以我不能，学校不要我。So
9 years ago, I came to the United States.
挣扎了9年以后，我终于来到了美国。But
you know, because the tuition is so high, so I have to work and then I save enough money and then I come here to study.
学费非常昂贵，所以我不得不抽时间抓时间打工，挣钱来。
About 3 years ago, I had a chance. I went back to my country, Sudan.
Yeah, 3年以前呢，我有一个机会回到了我的国家苏丹。
And I found the girl, and I got married.
然后结婚了。
And we have a little boy.
生了一个男孩。
But ever since then, I came back to the States, and I haven't seen them yet.
我从回到美国以后呢，我再也没有见他们的面。
And this is my last semester. I hope I can finish college. By this May, so I can find a job, and hopefully I can take them here to the United States.
这是我在这个大学的最后一个学期，我希望能够 顺利的毕业，找到一个工作，然后把我的家，把我的孩子带到美国。
Because of war, I cannot go back to my country.
因为在 苏丹在征战，我不能再回这个国家。
So I can see there is the war fighting inside and outside too.
所以我们看到了，不单是在外面世界上，还是在我们在心里边都有战争在发生。
We need to be the reconciliation messengers.
我们需要做这个和神和好的这个信使。
If we don't know God, and a lot of conflicts, a lot of war among the people.
神因为 如果我们不知道，有好多人不知道神的话语。
Let's move on to another point.
让我们现在来一起来看第三个要点，今天要讨论的。
He wants to let us to become the righteous of God in Christ.
他要叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Especially in Christ.
特别是在基督里。
There is no other way. We can be the righteous, can be called righteous.
Yeah, 我们没有任何别的办法能够称义,
except in Christ.
唯有在基督里.
So he challenges. He wants us to be the Christ ambassador.
让我们做, 呃,
you know the ambassador of one country?
你知道哪个国家的使者?
If you are represented China in the United States,
如果你在美国是, 呃,
you have the full power of Chinese government.
你有这个代表中国政府的全部的权利。
Even the place you live, you that place is belong to the China.
如果即便是你住的地方都归是中国。
So ambassador has a lot of power.
所以这个大使有很多的这个权限权力。
And today we are belong to the heavenly kingdom.
那今天呢我们是天国的使者。
And we live in this world.
我们是在这个地球上在生活。
Yes, we have the full power of our Heavenly Father.
所以我们有神托付给我们的全部的权柄。
And we live on this earth.
我们是在这个虽然在地球上生活。
We represent Him.
但是我们是代表我们的天父。
So we are the ambassador to Christ.
所以我们是 基督的大使。
Also, probably you remember in the 1 Corinthians, it's also written by Paul.
是不是你记得 在哥林多前书也是保罗书写的。
Chapter 1, verse 30.
我们看一下第一章第三十节。
It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎于神。
Who has become for us wisdom from God?
神又使他成为我们的智慧。
That is our righteousness.
公义,
holy,
圣洁,
and the redemption.
救赎。
So he will make us the righteousness in Christ.
所以他要叫我们在他里边诚意。
So again, he wants us to be the righteousness of God.
所以他让我们在 基督里边诚意。
He wants us to be his ambassador.
他让我们做他的大使。
So God has a great commission today to all of us.
所以今天神给我们每一个在座的都有一个伟大的使命。
He wants us to be the minister.
他让我们做他的执事。
He wants us to be the messenger.
他让我们做他的信使。
Also, he wants us to be his ambassador.
同时他也让我们做他的大使。
And you say, probably this is too hard.
我们可能说这可能是太难了。
The qualification probably too high.
也许是我们不够格。
I never understand the Bible fully.
我从来没有 透彻地理解圣经。
And I didn't go to any seminary.
我没有去任何的这个神学院。
How can I be a minister?
那我怎么能够 做执事呢?
How can I be the messenger?
我怎么能 做他的信使呢?
And how can I be a ambassador?
我怎么能做他的大使呢?
This is impossible.
这是不可能的。
Let's look at Paul. He has two co-workers.
我们看一下这个保罗，他有两个同工。
And one, probably you, if you don't pay attention, probably you don't read this name in the Bible.
也许你没有 留意这个人在圣经里边。
Epaphras.
就是以巴佛。
And Paul called him as the fellow servant and the faithful minister of Christ.
神叫他是一同做仆人的，做了基督忠心的执事。
And this person is not very significant if you don't pay attention because he originally is not the Jewish people.
他这个人，如果你读圣经的时候不留意，可能不会注意到他，因为他不是犹太人。But
he is converted to the Christian.
但是呢，他信了耶稣。
Possibly he is the founder of the Colossian church.
也可能是从那个
格罗西的教会的这个一个成员。 And Paul loved and admired this person.
保罗非常喜爱和赞扬他。
So call him as the fellow prisoner.
让称他为忠心的执事。
Prisoner, fellow prisoner. Probably they were in the prison together.
他们被关监狱，可能是一同被关到监狱了。
And also, he is Paul's dear servant.
然后是这个亲爱的这个服侍者。
A faithful minister of Christ.
是一个忠心的仆人执事。
So he mentioned this co-worker.
他提到这个是童工，这个童工。
Another one probably you won't pay attention.
另一个你也可能没有太多的注意的。
Tychicus.
是推基谷。
And his name been mentioned in several places.
这个他的名字在几个地方都提到在圣经里面。
Again, Paul called him a dear brother, a faithful minister, and a fellow servant of God.
保罗也称他是亲爱的同工，忠心的执事，和我们一同做主的仆人。
He is an associate of Paul who traveled with Paul.
他和保罗一起旅游去传福音。
And Paul trusted him.
保罗非常的信任他。
And toward the end of Paul's letter, 2 Timothy also mentioned about his name.
然后在保罗的这个提摩太后书的时候，同样也提到了他的名字。
So he's a dear servant of the Lord.
他是神的这个可爱的仆人。
He carried a letter for Paul.
他为这个保罗传书信。
So we see, even though we heard Paul, his apostle Paul, we heard his big name.
这个我们都知道这个使徒保罗这个名字很大很响。
We never heard about this too.
但是我们没大注意这两个名字。
But they are the dear co-worker of Apostle Paul.
但是他们是保罗亲爱的同工。
And you say, boy, this is a long time ago.
说可能这是很久以前的事了。
Let's look at someone who's more current.
让我们看一下在近期发生的事情。
Do you know this lady holding a Chinese baby?
你知道这个抱着一个中国孩子的这个外国女士吗?
Her name is Gladys Elwer.
她的名字叫艾维德。Glad艾维德。
This is the British lady.
她是一个英国的一个女士。
She was born in London.
她是在伦敦出生的。
Oh, you got a date?
You got a year, 1902.
And she was rather small in her size.
她长得个子很小。
She's only 5 foot tall.
她只有5尺高。
And God put the heart inside of her heart, want her to be a minister or missionary in China.
但是神给了他一个心意，就是让他去中国做这个传道人。So
she had this kind of heart desire when she was young.
他在很年轻的时候就已经有了这种追求，这种想法。And
she went to a missionary school.
他去到了一个传教的一个学校。But
the principal of that school quoted her, say she's not good enough.
但是那个学校的校长说她不太合格，不够好。Because
after the first semester, her grade is not very good.
因为第一个学期以后，她的成绩，考试的成绩不够好。And
look at her size, is so small and tiny.
看她的身体长得也非常的小，苗条。And
the principal told her, please don't go to China.
校长跟他讲，就是你不要到中国去。
It's too far.
那太远了。
It's too dangerous for you.
对你来讲也太危险。And
maybe I can find a job for you, which is you can do a house serving or something, and please don't go to China.
也许我可以发现一个适合你做的在这儿的工作，但是请不要到中国去。Bottom
line is you are not good enough.
这个底线是你还不够好。
But she insists she wants to go to China.
但是她呢执意要去中国服侍。
Now she started working in somebody's house and she started to earn the money.
她就开始呢在人家家里做这个家政。
Even though she didn't earn much, but she started to do the saving.
Yeah, 虽然挣得不多，但是她开始存储。
Several years later, her heart still want to go to China.
几年以后，她的心愿还是没有变，始终想去中国服侍。
And she found out there's an elderly lady serving in China as a missionary.
他认识了一个年纪比年长一些的一个姊妹，就是服侍中国的。
And she is in living China. Someone has a little inn.
他是在中国，是他拥有一个小的客栈。
And because of her age, she's getting old, so she needs a younger coworker.
因为这个拥有者这个姊妹呢，年纪年长，她需要一个更年轻一点来帮她。运行这个小客栈。
So, Gladie heard about this news.
这个。艾韦德听到了这个消息。
And her heart has the burning the wish, and she want to go.
她的要去中国的这个希望再一次的升起。
And she find out by boat or by ship is too expensive.
他发现如果坐船去的话非常的昂贵。
So she check out the train.
所以他就乘火车。
And do you think you can take train from London to China?
你觉得从伦敦能坐火车直接到中国吗？
No, she need to get across the ocean to a European country, and then there is a rail, yes, go all the way through Russia and then go to China at that time.
哦，那时候他不能直接来中国，他只能是穿过这个欧洲，从这个Russia， 从这个俄罗斯那绕过来。
She doesn't have the money to buy a runway ticket.
他没有钱买这个来返程的车票。
She only buy one way.
他只有去中国的单程车票。
So she took about the whole month arrive in China.
他乘火车呢，坐了大概有一个月才到达了中国。
And she arrived. This little town is called Yangzhen.
他到了中国的这个陕西的杨镇这个小地方。
And she find out this lady, which is an elderly lady, managed this little inn.
他找到了那个年长一些的在开那个客栈的那个姊妹。
And she started to work with this or co-worker with this elder lady.
她开始在这个小客栈里做事情。
How can they preach the gospel?
他们怎么传播福音呢？
This little inn is located in the mountain area.
这个小客栈呢是在这个在山区。
And all their customer is the mule wagon driver.
所有的这些他的来店里的客人呢都是这个赶马车的赶骡子车经过的这些。
So if they have a chance, they stay overnight, they kind of preach the gospel to them.
Yeah, 如果有机会的话他就在晚上呢就跟客人来传播福音。
And only a few months, this elder lady passed away.
过了几个月以后呢这个年长的这个姊妹去世了。
So Gladys, she needs to handle all this by herself.
艾韦德呢，就他自己觉得要管理、要经营这个小客栈。
And somehow this little inn, during the wartime with Japan, it seems they have more often live in this inns more than regular customers.
那时候正是在二战，就是日本就是跟中国侵犯中国的时候，那时候突然有更多的客人来这个客栈过夜。
There's orphans, 很多孤儿。
哦，对不起，有一些孤儿。
So this inn eventually has more than 100 orphans living that little inn.
最后呢，都有100多个孤儿居住在这个客栈当中。
When a Japanese soldier came to this little town,
当这个日本人来到这个小镇的时候。
And Japanese soldiers say this, she must be a spy.
日本人说她一定是一个特务间谍。
And not the Westerner will live in this little town and operate in this kind of an inn.
Yeah. 要不然不可能是一个西方人住在这么一个小贫穷的地方来这边。
And she heard about these dangers.
她感受到了这个危险。
One night she took that 100 kids.Climb a mountain across the border to the next province.
他就有一天晚上带领着100多个孤儿穿过了国境线，到了另一个国家。
And for 4 weeks in the mountain area.
在这个山区里边度过了4周。
They arrived on the other side of the province without losing any kids.
他们没有任何的别的，就是步行穿过了，翻过了这个山，到了另一个地域省份。
And it took a whole month, and none of the kids lost.
一共花了一个月的时间，没有一个孩子受损失，他们都翻过了山。
Unfortunately, her health got deteriorating.
但是她的健康呢，受到了很大的伤害。
Later on, there's a friend, as an American missionary, and sent her back to London to see her family.
然后有一个传道士呢。 美国来送她去伦敦去养伤治病。
After 15 years later, she tried to go back to China.
在伦敦调养了15年以后呢，她试图想再回到中国来继续她的传教士。
But at that time, the communist government closed the door for all foreigners.
在那个时候呢，共产党执政的中国呢，不让外国人传教士到达中国。
So she doesn't have a choice, so she went to Taiwan.
所以她不得不绕道去到了台湾。
And quickly she started off one orphanage.
很快她在台湾开了一个孤儿院。
And then quickly she gathered about 100 kids again.
很快她的孤儿院里又增到了大概100个孤儿。
So all her life she spent in Taiwan.
他整个的一生都是在做这些慈善的服事工作。
Her tomb stood in Taiwan.
他的这个坟墓，他被埋葬在台湾，他的坟墓还在那儿。
Near Taipei City.
在台北。
All her life, she become a minister and ambassador for Christ.
他的一生呢，就是一直在做耶稣基督的大使。
And the little inn she served in China, probably you heard about this, is called the Eight Happinesses.
在中国这个小客栈呢，大概你听过，就是叫八福客栈。
There's a movie shooting for her story.
有一个电影是根据这个脚本编成的。
It's a black and white movie, if you don't mind.
是黑白电影。
And you can check out from a library to see a her life.
你可以去看看图书馆有没有这个电影。
Probably you will ask me, how can this little small lady become the ambassador for Christ?
也许我们会惊奇地问，就是为什么这么小的这么一个女性，她会成为基督的使者？
There are two occasions. I will let you know God opened the door for her.
有两种情形，神为她开了门。
One day when she was in China, that little inn, somebody knocked the door.
有一天他在那个小客栈做事的时候，突然有人在敲门。
This is right after her co-worker passed away.
这是在那个年长的那个 lady 就是去世以后不久。
And she really didn't know what to do because she is a foreigner and just arrived China. She doesn't know how to preach the gospel, how to reach the Chinese people.
Yeah, 她当时真不知如何做，因为她是外国人，刚到中国，不知道怎样在中国来传播这个福音。
Out of her surprise, is a city official governor knocked the door.
很巧，这是管理那片的一个官员在敲门。
And she let this officer came in.
她就让这个官员进到了这个客栈。
The officer told her, I'm going to commission you one thing.
这个官员告诉他，我要给你一个命令。
And I want you to check all the surrounding village ladies because at that time they have a new policy. The lady cannot find their food.
在那个年代中国都知道有裹小脚，他就给了他一个命令，让他去检查有没有人没有裹脚。
It's a new law. You don't do that by
yourself. Sorry, 反了，我说反了，对不起。 他就看有没有人裹脚，那个时候已经改了，不准裹脚，有没有人还继续裹脚，监督这个事。And
she asked officer, say, why you choose me?
他问那个官员，你为什么让我做这件事呢？
Officer said, well, I cannot send a man to check all the ladies' feet. At that time, the custom won't allow men to do that.
Yeah, 那时候的民俗呢，不允许男人做这个事，所以我们没有人可选择。
And only you can climb a mountain and take the mule and go to the village to visit every single ladies and check their finding of the feed or not.
啊，只有你合格，你可以骑着牲口，也可以步行去去各个地方去巡查。
So after she got this commission, she has a chance to talk to or see every single ladies in that surrounding neighborhood.
嗯，她接到这个命令以后呢，她也是开了一条门，她有机会呢去拜访在那个附近村庄里所有的每一户的女性。
Of course, she has a chance to preach the gospel to every lady.
当然，她有机会传在每一个女性呢传讲神的话语。
It's an amazing ambassador for the Lord.
哦，这真是真是奇异的、奇妙的这么一个神的一个使者。
Second occasion.
第二个情形是。
Again, that city official came.
还是那个官员，城市的就是管理管辖的官员，地方长官。
And he came in kind of a worrisome face.
他来了以后就带着不安的这个神情。
And he talked to the lady, Gladys, and said, "Well, we need your help."
他跟这个女的他说需要她帮助。
And what kind of help this time?
他能帮什么忙呢？
And the officer said, we just had a riot in the prison, and could you go there to talk to the prisoners and stop fighting?
在那当时地方的一个监狱里边，这发生了纷乱，他们在那里发生了纠纷和打仗。
This 5 feet tall lady said, "Are you kidding? You want to send me to a prisoner?"
让他去调解这个事情，他就说了，你真的是这样吗？我才五尺高，你让我这么一小的一个女士去做这种事情吗？
And officer said yes, because through the year I say there's your life is different.
他说这么多年我观察你了，因为你活的方式跟这里的人不一样。
You keep talking about Jesus. I think he's a real God in your heart. He will protect you.
Yeah, 因为你信耶稣基督，他可能会保护你做这件事。
Well, at that time, the gliders and she thinks she doesn't have a choice. She has to go.
当时他的想法是他没有别的选择，只能去了。
So when she arrived at prison area, she can hear the riot inside the prison.
当他走进那个监狱的时候，他听到里边的吵闹声，那种纠纷的声音。
And gates open just for her to get in.
那个大门，监狱的狱门都开了，就是让他进到里边。
No other soldier follow her.
没有任何的保护，没有任何的这个警察跟着他。
Because the officer said this is too wild the riot, and any soldier got in will be killed.
他说他们太任何的这个警察或者士兵进去都会被打死，所以只有他自己进去。
When she walked into that courtyard of a prison,
当她进到了这个监狱里边的这个院子的时候。
She cannot imagine that kind of a circumstances.
当时的情形都出乎他的意料，出乎他的想象。
Everywhere is blood and so many dead bodies.
那个地方到处有血迹，还有几个死尸在那里。
And someone got wounded is everywhere.
好多人受伤。
And she doesn't know where that prisoner got all that knife and axes and they are killing each other, and it's all chaos in that courtyard.
他不知道他们从哪得的武器，但是呢，他们在彼此的厮杀。
And she stood there, and she saw there is a prisoner is yelling and killing the other one, and they saw her came in.
当他们正在这个厮杀的时候，他看见了，他进来了。
And one by one, they just quiet down.
每一个人这时候都停止了他们在做的。
And come near to her.
他们向她慢慢走拢过来。
And she's kind of a shaken.
这个艾伟德呢，当时有点震惊。
But she called the name of the Lord.
但是呢，她呼求了神的名，当时祷告。
And one of the big tall prisoner with the axe.
有一个又高又壮的拿着斧头的这么一个狱犯。
And came near to her.
来到了她的近前。
And she said, "Could you give me that axe?"
艾伟德说，你能把那个大斧子给我吗？
And surprisingly, that prisoner gave her his the axe.
非常奇妙的事情发生了，这个又高又壮的这个狱犯呢，把这个斧子交在了他的手中。
And everybody stopped killing.
每一个人呢都停止了他们的杀戮。
And she said, what happened to here?
发生了什么事这是？
And one of our young prisoners in the back came up and said,
有一个年轻的一个狱犯从后边来到近前说，
We've been here, we are treated like an animal.
我们在这儿，我们在这个监狱里边关着，被像动物一样的虐待。
And we are hungry.
我们饿了。
We have nothing to do day after day.
我们每天都无所事事。
And everybody become just like animal now.
那每个人现在都像野兽一样。
So, Biden said, "Well, I will go out to negotiate the officer with you."
艾伟德说，好吧，那我到外面，我会跟管理你们的，我们商量你们的情形。
We'll give you enough food, and then probably we'll give you some work to do.
给你足够的食物，也可能给你们一些事情做。
Later on, this little lady, she visits that prisoner almost every day.
哦，在这以后呢，这个艾伟德，这个很小的这个女士，几乎天天去拜访这个监狱。
Of course, she bring the gospel into the prison.
她在拜访的时候，也把神的话语也传到了监狱。
She become the minister. She becomes an ambassador.
她变成了一个执事，变成了一个大使。
Lord can use this small lady.
神可以使用这个这么弱小的女子。
Accomplish what he's going to accomplish.
去完成他要我们去要他去完成的事。
Today you and me, we are nobody.
今天我们都是都很渺小。
But if you are willing, God can use you.
如果我们愿意的话，神会使用我们。
So three questions I'm going to ask you.
下面有三个问题。
Are you or are we the minister of the new covenant?
我们是这新约的执事吗？
Are we the messenger of the message of reconciliation?
我们是这和好的职分，差使吗？
The third one.
第三个是。
Are we Christ's ambassador?
我们是基督的使者吗？
I hope your answer is yes.
我希望我们的答案是是的。
Let's bow our head and pray.
阿们，低头祷告。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father.
主啊，太的天父。
Thank you for.You are calling each one of us.
感谢你呼召我们每一个人。
You have a commission to each one of us.
你有一个给我们有每一个人都有使命。
We'll receive this new covenant, new life in our heart.
我们收到了新约和新的生命在我们心中。
Today you are calling us to be your minister.
今天呢，你在呼召我们做你的使者。
You are calling us to be your messenger.
你呼召我们去做你的信使。
Also, you are calling us to be your ambassadors.
同时，你也呼召我们做你的大使。
To preach this gospel.
去传播你的福音。
To find the lost one.
去寻找那些迷失的。
Yes, Lord, we are insignificant.
主，我们虽然是非常的渺小。
If we are willing, you can use us.
Yeah. 如果我们愿意，主，求你使用我们。
Just use us in your way.
按你的方式使用我们。
Lord, thank you. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢你主，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.